This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Eileen Carter, NoLaToya.org recall organizer, joins us right now. Eileen, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So, Eileen, give us an update as to where we stand.
Oh, wow. There's so much going on. We had a great weekend. I want to thank everyone for getting in their mailers. I had a tray and a half, which I really didn't expect this weekend because we had the last of the mailings kind of hit on Friday. So it was a bright surprise. I expect this week to be very busy with regard to that. So we have staffed up to open the mailer so we can do it very expeditiously and get it organized, because this is it. We're excited. So we want everyone to be encouraged. We see a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a lot of stuff we knew that is now public. For instance, that we do not need as many signatures as before. If you look at the roll, at the information, it says it's by active voters, not inactive. So if you remove the inactive voters, the 20% actually lands us around 49,000. I say 50,000 is a nice round number where we need to be. I see a pathway there, and I encourage everyone who is on the fence or interested in seeing something change in your community to sign the recall. And I remind you that this is a recall petition to get a vote. So if you sign the recall petition and you're like, I don't know yet, sign it, because you still have a vote. It does not remove the mayor. This petition gives us a vote. So we want that choice. And a couple months down the line, you know, you're going to wish you had that vote. So you're going to wish you signed. So take the opportunity to do it now. We do have locations across the city, all time periods. So if you get your mailer and you don't want to mail it, you can drop it off at one of those. We will be at parades. We have canvassers. We are have new ads online. We have new billboards up. Look at us around the city. Follow us. Stay engaged at NoLaToya.org. Last week, I know we did talk about the mailers, and since then, we have actually hand-delivered a letter to both the IG and the DA requesting them to open an investigation with regard to the mailers, because we have found through people who have done some research, we find them to be illegal, and by election laws, you can't do any type of retaliation measures against the recall. And we see this as one of those measures, as they've done in the past. They're doing again because, you know, I was in administration. They had sent these things out in the past digitally because you could not touch every New Orleanian. The mailer would have been too vast. Well, in this mailer, they only chose to do a certain number of people. Well, those people, in our opinion, are just registered voters. How do you eliminate, you know, the rest of your residents if you're trying to be inclusive? We don't believe that's what you were trying to do. We believe that you were trying to be retaliatory because you thought that you may be recalled. You were trying to hinder people from exercising their rights, and which, you know, it has caused people pause, and then it has caused people to just throw it away. So, you know, it also cost, what, about $50,000, and we could have had a new police officer for that. So there's so much to talk about. And, of course, I'm sure you're going to bring up what came up in the news the past 2 days.
So let me ask you, we have confirmed that the mailers only went out to registered voters?
That's what it looks like from us, and that's why we're asking the DA and the IG to look into it. You know, that's what we have found, and so that's what we are interested in their investigation, to see if that's the same thing that they find.
Have y'all put a public records request on the city to show you who to give you the list of who received these? Because that's a public record.
That was actually a request that we put through both the DA and the IG's office. We have,
yeah, but they're not the keeper of the record. The administration is the keeper of the record, and you know, whether they open an investigation or not, you know, you don't want to have that determinative of whether or not you're entitled to these records. You know, I mean, y'all are now the subject of a lawsuit from NOLA.com, I believe it is, or someone, you know, trying to get your records. Well, it'd be interesting, and I'm curious whether or not they've put this same request on the city as to who they sent these mailers to.
Oh, I will take it under advisement and be right after we get off the phone. I'm pretty quick. I'm open.
Well, I'm just curious because I agree with you. If they only sent it to registered voters, it's evident to me that they did this in order to try and defeat the recall petition. And that's not what public dollars are supposed to be used at. And Queen Latoya continues to act like a monarchy, that she gets to do what she wants, when she wants, how she wants, no accountability. We're seeing that day in and day out. So many news stories breaking. Responses from her administration that is just a complete word salad and says nothing, means nothing, and is only serves to be some kind of distraction. I don't know who is advising the Queen as to how to go about conducting her business, but she's getting bad advice from everywhere because you know, people are getting upset. I mean, what are you hearing from folks in line that want to sign the petition relative to more people providing security for her than are actually working on a watch in the 6th District?
It's like a light has been shown. Like, all of these things have been happening under our watchful eye, right? You know, it's been right in front of our face. It's not like she's hiding any of these things. We just aren't paying attention. And so now, you know, we've kind of gotten out of the muck of Ida and kind of dealing with these things, and we're tired, and we're like, why isn't our city functioning properly? And we're opening our eyes to see all roads lead back to the mayor and this administration. We have a strong mayor system. People can point their fingers at whatever you want. The city councils create laws. That's what they do. That's their job. They can create as many laws and do things as they want, but they can't execute. They can go to these departments, knock on their doors and say, hey, I need you to execute this. But that's the mayor's job, and we need her to work. You know, we said that from the beginning. You know, the mayor's not doing her job. We haven't seen plans for pick a department at this point, as basic as lighting. You know, people are like, do you think the recall is going to win? Honestly, of course I do, but I believe we've already won. Look at all the things that, you know, have changed since we started having these conversations. We have a new police superintendent. She actually, you know, came out with a plan. Now let's see how that plan works with the community so we can all move forward. You know, lighting, they came out with lighting. You have people who are changing light bulbs throughout the city. You know, our trash, we have a new trash collector. Not that we like the way that went, because that's a whole nother conversation with Jimmy Woods, especially for the Black community, because the mayor went on WBOK and said they didn't ask if the contractor was Black or white. They just wanted their trash picked up. And so she changed it. And so I just feel that it's hypocritical, because you could use the same argument for her. We don't care that she's Black or white. We just want the city to run properly. So maybe you should be removed. So I'm just saying there's just so many pieces to this and so many ways to go. You know, like we said kind of at the beginning, it's the gift that keeps on giving, unfortunately, because a lot of people are coming up and saying they're embarrassed, they're tired, and they just want change. And that's where we are. We just want a better New Orleans.
So I understand that you guys are going to fight this lawsuit asking for the names of the folks that have signed a petition thus far. Have y'all actually turned in any of the signatures to the Registrar of Voters office to begin the certification process, or no?
No, you do that all at one time.
All
you
at
have
one time.
To give them a 3-day notice that you're going to deliver the documents.
Yeah. So where do you go from here? I mean, obviously, there's so much information out there. You know, the most recent revelation is now the mayor has shared the Pontalba apartments with family members, and family members are actually sending in requests of repairs that need to be done on the city dime. I mean, I can't imagine that people say they don't feel abused yet. I mean, I just don't understand why they're not running across the street to the neutral grounds to sign the petition.
You know what? It's really funny because, you know, as a strategist, I've been watching social media and watching the trends of the people. And you do have people who really understand. And then you have people who really don't understand that their tax dollars, their mortgage, you know, their things are going directly to these funds when they could be going to youth activities or to something else. You know, they're not thinking about their sales tax and how it's really trickling down to, you know, not having lighting when they're having airfare. You know, you're like, wait, I want my lights on. I don't want you to be flying. Like, I'd rather my lights on first. You know, not that I, you know, if everything's working, fine, go do it. But my lights aren't working. You know, and so it's having these conversations and being real about where we are.
Yeah. You know, I've got this, I got this text that comes in, and every time we talk, and it's like folks are saying, why are y'all so angry and vindictive? Why do you hate Cantrell? I don't hate Cantrell.
Oh,
I don't think
don't
you hate Cantrell. I hate is incompetence. I don't hate the person. I just hate the incompetence. And I agree with you. I think that indirectly, the recall petition has been successful. Because if anyone is not willing to admit that the Queen has changed her behavior in some respects, not to the extent necessary to satisfy me for what it's worth, they would be kidding themselves, because she has. But the problem is that she continues to do a lot of different things, getting bad advice. I'm not sure where she's going, where she ends up going with all of this. But the next 3 years, if this thing, if we don't get the signatures necessary, look out. That's all I'm going to say. Look.
I definitely believe there will be a change in administration, and I will leave that there.
You want to see anger and vindictiveness? Just wait. You ain't seen nothing yet, sweetheart.
But the thing is, we have the power, and that's what, you know, residents are, you know, the light is blinking on late for some. But I'm like, y'all, we have the power. Everyone who's scared to sign and all this retaliation, if we sign as a block, we eliminate it like that. Like we can get New Orleans back. We can save New Orleans. And it's not that she's not, she could be the best person, but her decision-making skills are not working for the city. And how long do we just let that go? With bad leadership, because you like the person, at some point you got to save yourself, right? You got to put the mask on yourself first. Well, that's the situation. You can like her, but you got to put the mask on first for yourself. And that's signing this recall. And that's what we ask each and every one of you to do. Meet us at novatoya.org, get some information, download it, get the sheet. If you get the mailer, don't just send it back with one. Get your neighbors and your friends, fill out a whole sheet. If 1,000, the last time we gave you the number, it's, of course it's less than 15,000, but the last number we gave you was 15,000. But if 1,000 people filled out a sheet of 15, y'all, we'd be done. Think about that. We have more than 1,000 supporters. If everybody goes out and fill out a sheet of 15, we're done. Let's go get this done.
You mentioned canvassers. Y'all are actually canvassing neighborhoods now?
Yes, actually canvassing neighborhoods. You know, as they've come in, we've been able to get some information as to, you know, where we need to target, where we need to put some more, you know, hands or things like that. So there are certain neighborhoods and areas where we've had to phone bank, certain areas where we're canvassing. We're trying to touch everybody the best way we can. You know, sometimes certain people don't like to come out of their houses. You know, they have neighborhoods like that. You know, certain neighborhoods are more touchy-feely. So we're really being very thoughtful with how we do this, because we have a short amount of time to touch the whole city. So maybe like MMS, text a person, but it takes five to, you know, I do business. It takes 5 to 7 times to touch somebody before they'll do business with you. So we want to touch you through television, billboards, talking to your friends, MMS, any way that we can, a mailer, you know, a one-on-one at a site, so that we can make you comfortable with your decision. Because we're not trying to force this on anybody. We want to open your mind to what's really going on and release the apathy of the city of New Orleans so we can all thrive. When we make decisions together, we're a stronger community, in my opinion. And the decisions have been lopsided for a long time, so we need more voices to rise up and speak up.
15 days till the deadline, right?
Yep. I'm busy.
So the time is ticking. Don't put off tomorrow, till tomorrow, which you can do today. Do it today. Get it done.
Amen to that.
and spread the word. Eileen, thank you so much for joining us. Eileen Carter, recall organizer, nolatoya.org. Best of luck to you this week. I think this week is a defining week for you guys. I hope it pays off.
We're excited about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen. If you want to sign a petition, Orleans and Carrollton today, 8 to 5. Claiborne and Jefferson from 10 to 5. Camp Street and Ray Street from 8 to 5. Elysian Fields and Gentilly from 8 to 5. Crescent Park, Piety Entrance from 8 to 5 today. Warehouse Chapatoula's Triangle Park from 8 to 5 today. Harrison Avenue near Starbucks from 8 to 5 today. Bearded Lady Barbershop, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 2122 Magazine Street. I got a long list here, folks. And at 2200 Royal Street, recall from 11:30 to 2:30 and 5 to 10. Lot of options. Go to nolatoya.org to figure out where you should go and sign the petition. We'll be right back, folks. We'll talk a little bit about the situation with Jason Williams and the case being dismissed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.